Dialogue 1.
Stan Tang is visiting California and using a rental car to get around in. On the way back to his Los Angeles hotel, he's involved in a minor traffic accident about 5 blocks from where he's staying. He pulls over to the side of the road with the other motorist. When he's sure no one has been hurt, he offers to call the police from a nearby neighborhood grocery store. The dialogue includes Stan talking to the other driver, as well as his phone conversation with 911.
Are you all right, miss?
Yes, I'm fine. More embarrassed than hurt. Are you okay?
I am fine, thank you. But the rental company says that the police should be called for any accident, no matter how small. Do you have a cell phone?
I'm sorry, I don't. But I'm sure there's a phone in the store. I can call from there.
That's okay. You look a little shaken. I'll make the call. Why don't you just sit here and take it easy?
911, how may I direct your call?
Police, please.
One moment, please. The phone rings continuously for about 10 seconds when the police dispatcher answers. Los Angeles Police Department?
Hello, I'd like to report a traffic accident.
Is anyone injured? Do you need an ambulance?
No, everyone is fine. It was a minor thing, but we need an officer.
Where was the accident, and are you still at that location?
The accident happened at the corner of Belmont and Howell Street. And yes, we are both still here at the grocery store waiting.
May I have your name, please?
It's Stan Tang.
All right, Mr. Tang. Stay with your vehicle, and an officer will be there within 15 minutes.
Could you get someone here sooner? I'm already late for an appointment.
We'll get an officer there as soon as we can. It will probably be a lot sooner than 15 minutes. Thank you for your patience.
Dialogue 2.
Stan is walking in a park with some friends when they find an unconscious man laying on the ground. There's no one else around and no emergency phone, so Stan uses his cell phone. Betty is Stan's walking companion. In this scenario, Stan is using a cell phone so the operator doesn't know where the caller is. That's why she has to ask.
It's good to get out of the office and take a nice walk after lunch.
I agree. Sometimes the office can just get so small that I need to take a walk, or I'm afraid I'll start screaming. Wait! Look! What's that up ahead?
It looks like a man lying on the path. I think something's wrong. Let's see if we can help.
He's out cold. I don't see anything wrong with him. We'd better call for help. Do you have your cell?
Right here.
911, what area are you calling from, and how may I direct your call?
I'm calling from L.A. We found an unconscious man lying on the ground. We don't see any injuries, but we can't wake him up.
I'm putting you through to the police. One moment, please.
The phone rings continuously for about 10 seconds when the police dispatcher answers.
Los Angeles Police Department.
We found an unconscious man lying on the ground. We don't see any injuries, but we can't wake him up.
Where are you located?
We're in Newman Park in West L.A., on the footpath behind the tennis courts.
All right. I have an officer on the way right now. Is the man breathing comfortably?
Yes, he is. I know he's breathing all right, but we just can't seem to wake him up.
All right. I've also got an ambulance on the way to your location. Just do what you can to make him feel comfortable, but don't move him. The officer should be there in about 2 minutes. Would you like to leave your name?